You'll be fine as long as you live. Someone who loves you like I do. Oh, sorry. Just that, one of Lupine Assassin's recent mixes just got me in the mood for Lou Rawls there, so I thought I'd growl a little bit there of Lou Rawls there. Anyway, keeping a promise that I made about a week and a half ago that I would be recording a little audio answer thing here, because on the 22nd of June, I posted a journal called Audible Thoughts, and this is what I said. Also, I had been thinking of posting an audio file answering questions in my own voice, so if you've got any, if you've got questions about me, my characters, this or that, or whatever, ask me, and I'll try to answer. And I added this edit. The audio file will be posted Sunday, 3rd July. That's today. You have until then. If my response spurs any further response, that'll come similarly the following Sunday. That's next Sunday. So if there are any further questions or whatever, just let me know, and I'll try to answer them as best I can in a similar fashion here with an audio journal here. First of all, just to say something here, I am recording this on my iPod Touch here, using a Blue Microphone Mikey model attached to it. One of two microphones from Blue Microphones that I own, the other being the Blue Snowball, which I used for reading my poem for Glisa 581 a few weeks back. Anyway, let's get to the questions, shall we? Alrighty. Lupine Assassin, of course, my dear friend Alan. Will you discuss anything about Amy and possibly Leela? Now, first of all, I gave the description of her as lilac because lilac and lavender are both flowers with a similar color, which is why I gave her that name. Lavender, your character, is more of a Lara Croft Tomb Raider type character, and that kind of personality tends to put off Amy just as much as it puts me off, actually. And I came up with the idea that Lavender had a sister that was a more gentle, more feminine version, which would be more to Amy's liking. Just for the most part, from there, it's really up to you how you develop that character, especially if you were intending on getting a commission of Amy and Lilac. That is entirely up to you. As for Amy, Amy herself, whatever question, ask away. I'm willing to talk about her, about anything. I've had her as a character now. I first developed her in about November of 2001, back in the days when I was busy trying to establish an AM stereo enthusiasts organization, in part as a response to a situation that was going on in Yahoo groups, where the main AM stereo forum at that time, it's not the one now that's there, was going to pieces, and the person in charge of that forum was being a pure asshole, and it ended up that two groups split off from there, basically, and so one of the two groups was my group, and we started our own I called it the IAAAS, and I can't even remember exactly what it was, the International AM Stereo Appreciation Society or something like that. That was some years back, and that went through a lot of trouble as well in its own right. But AAMI was developed as a mascot for IAAAS, and that, since the organization itself now is gone, although there are still AM stereo enthusiasts, such as myself, though there's hardly any AM stereo broadcasting these days anymore. A few stations up in Canada here on the western part of the North American continent, but that's about it. Not too much in the west anyway, not anymore. There's a bit more towards the east, but not nearly as much now, which is kind of a shame. I don't get much from the east part of the country or the continent either, but oh well. That character I've just developed a lot over the years and has been very, 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 very popular, which I have been really happy over the years, and remains now one of the longest-lasting characters I've ever developed for any reason. And she still remains fairly popular, though I'm not sure exactly how popular, but she still remains fairly popular, and I'm still getting people faving her pictures here on Ink Bunny. So, who knows? But anyway, any questions about her, about her life, why this or that, just ask. I'll answer. Anyway, Lupine Assassin added in response after my response to him, saying, "Perhaps you will discuss your thoughts on my Furcast interview." All right. I got my own opinion of the Furcast people. Let's just say that the kind of vocabulary they've got is, it would make a sailor blush. Most people I know don't use expletives to that kind of level, and they do. It's just so expletive laden. It can be a bit irritating to listen to. Not that I'm that offended per se. It's just, it gets a bit overblown. And if they're doing it for shock value, let's just say that it kind of falls flat. But now, as for Lupine Assassin's part of it, he carried himself so well. That's really good. I was really pleased with the way that Alan handled himself in that, and that he did a very good job with it. Covered the situation well. I think he really did a good job. You almost have to go through most of that 2.5... what was that? 2.5 hour long... 2.25 hour long Furcast segment. And it was like... what was it? Almost to the end of it. Like it had a half hour, 45 minutes of the remaining. Well, about a half hour remaining in it. And they were running overtime in doing it, if anyone has actually listened to it. It was actually a very well done interview. In fact, just his part of it was really, really good. Anyway, yeah, so there's my view of that as far as that. Let's see, get down to my friend Deotter here, my Lutrine friend from Canada. Let's see, what he said was, "What computer hardware and software do you use to write stories?" Well, let's see. I have here an old 2001 G4 iMac, actually, currently running OS X 10.4.11. And that's the last version that can actually support this particular computer. Now, what I use to write my stories, good old text edit. Yes, the notepad of the Mac OS X systems. And it is just fine and dandy for the job. I've been really pleased with it. It's very simple, but it's got a lot more power to it than you would expect. It's even better than WordPad on Windows. Let me put it to you that way. That's why I'm really happy with it, and it's easy to deal with. And I use it also for work, for dealing with conversions, so I could put story files that I find online into ebooks, which is something else that I could get into there, because the ebook compiler I use, which is called EEPUB, which exports to the Mobi Pocket and EPUB ebook formats. I use the EPUB one because it's the easiest to deal with, and just about anybody can use those. But I use that format best because it really comes out nicely. And so what I usually do is that I save story files into HTML through TextEdit, of all things, yes. If there are stuff made in BB code that's used on both FurAffinity and InkBunny, I just only have a little... service attachment that I downloaded some time ago to change all the brackets over to the HTML type of codes and use those for making into the stories and what have you into the HTML files, and then I just compile those HTML files into an ebook and create the cover and all that. And then I just mail it to my iPod. And from the iPod, I just have it transferred over to the ebook reader I usually use called Stanza. Now, Stanza on the desktop is not anywhere near as good as it is on the iPod, an iPhone. It really is not anywhere near as good. The iPod and iPhone version, which I use, is a first-rate ebook reader. I mean, it is just great. It does a far better job reading ebooks in almost any format. And I mean almost, because the only format it does not cover, it, believe it or not, is Amazon's Kindle format. But that's just as well. I also have Amazon's Kindle reader on my iPod as well here. But that's another matter. Anyway, now let's see. What else did he ask here? Do you use web sources, web resources for writing, or only for publication? No, not really. not really. Not at all. InkBunny is the only site I upload anything to at this point, so I don't even bother posting my files elsewhere. But usually I just save it in the native format of the text edit, you know, the default format that it uses, which is the RTF format. And just upload it from there. It'd be nice if InkBunny supported EPUB. I would upload in EPUB instead, but it doesn't yet. But what the hey? The RTFs are up there, and you can enjoy the stories as I post them. Let's see. Also, what do you think of Google Documents? He adds. To be perfectly honest, I don't like using online websites for document editing and storage, because you're on somebody else's server, and if you got sensitive material, you don't really want them there. Because sometimes they have their own snoopers and, you know, that sort of thing, and you know, you don't really want to put sensitive material, private documents, that sort of thing, on a site like that. I mean, it sounds great for being able to share documents and such, or things like that, or working in groups and just using an online site for that. But like I said, for private documentation, very sensitive materials, no, you don't want to go that route myself. I wouldn't. I just stick to what I write on the computer itself, and that's about it. And what I write on the computer, if I want to send it on my, send it onto my iPod, I just send the file itself through email to my iPod and read it on there. And that's just what I do. So it's like if I get a story, even if I don't convert it to EPUB, I just pop it into an email and just read it from the email. The RTFs just automatically load up nicely, and even the Word doc formats, they load up fine on this thing. No big deal, no problems, nothing at all. You know, no worries there. Anyway. That was it for the questions that were given a week and a half ago, because only two people even bothered to ask. Oh, well, hopefully this time that somebody listens to this and maybe has more questions, great. I'm willing to answer anything. Just ask away. I'm okay with answering just about anything. You got a week. It'll be the 10th of July, next Sunday. So let her rip, and I'll be here, and yeah, you know, whatever. And oh well. Let's see. Should I end this? Yeah, I should end this. There's nothing left to talk about. Anyway, I'll be here on Ink Bunny as usual. And probably be considering writing more stories as usual or whatever. And lately, the stories have been revolving around, you guessed it, squirrels. There have been a lot of squirrel stuffs going through my heads lately, so gotta come up with some. Anyway, one last word for the day, squirrel cheese. Talk to you later.